It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 13, and we're going to begin reading with the fourth verse, Romans chapter 13, verse 4. We may even just begin at the first verse, but we'll begin the study between verse 4 and verse 5. And so please open your Bibles to Romans chapter 13. And while you're doing that, while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. If you'd like to call us here at the church, it's 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. And many studies there. I know that you'd enjoy it. Our Constitution, Plan of Salvation. Please that you would check the website out. I think you'll enjoy it. Be a good learning, and you can come to know the Lord Jesus if you don't know Jesus. And then if you'd like to send us an email, it'd be parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either will be just fine. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study this evening, today. And so we have it at Romans chapter 13, and I do believe we're going to begin reading at the first verse, and then we'll begin down between the fourth and the fifth verses where we ended last time we were together. Romans chapter 13, beginning to read with verse 1. Let every soul be subject unto higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resisteth shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, an avenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth one another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Let's go to the Lord in prayer after the reading of the Word. Father, we thank and praise you that we can come together and enjoy this time. I praise you that we have the opportunity to have this radio ministry, and Father, it's your work, and I thank and praise you for the opportunity to take your precious word and go across the airways, and not only in this area that we are able to use the radio, but also to go around the world with the website. And Father, it's just so exciting to be able to proclaim your word in such a manner, and from this, you know, place here where we can come and yet stretch all the way around the world with your precious word. Please, not only that we go around the world with your word, but that that word would touch the hearts of all that are listening. So please today, Father, just touch every heart. If it's for salvation, if it's for growth, whatever the need is, just today, Father, reach out and touch everyone that's listening with your precious spirit. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We did find ourselves down to the and through the fourth verse, but as we look at that fourth verse, it says, "For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, an avenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil." There is no fear of the ruler when you do good. And here, rulers is minister or servant. And so all law enforcement, as we have it, is under the authority of God. If a law officer misuses the power given him by God, his judgment will be great. So understand that this law that we have, the civil law, is given and it's ordained by God. Now, there are a lot of folks that have misused this power, but don't think for a second that God does not know those that are misusing that power, whether it be at the level of the police station or the lawyers or the government in making laws that are against the will of God. Whatever it be, there'll be a time, and as we have talked the last time we were together, that you follow God's word, his law, and you follow man's law. And the only time that man's law is not followed is when it is contrary to God's word. That is when the difference, when the division comes. We are not to go against the word of God, no matter what man's law tells us. So, as we kind of ended with a scripture verse of Luke chapter 12, verse 48. Luke 12, 48 is where we were heading, and we didn't get time to open that, look to that verse, and so we will take a look right now. Luke chapter 12, verse 48. "But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, to him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more." So you see, as they are given authority, and given that power of authority, they are held responsible for that. And they need to hold that in a very to a very high degree. And if they fail, which man is human, they will suffer the consequences for it. And so it's very important that we understand that we are to keep the law, that we should not have to fear the law or the rules, because they should be for our good. And as long as we do good, we're not going to be in trouble. If we go against the laws, then we have to suffer the consequences, unless the law of man is contrary to the law of God. The law of God is superior. And so now, by the law of man, they may come and hold us responsible because we've broken man's laws, even though it was against God. But we must follow God's law always. So please stand with him and know without a question that you, I hope that you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. I hope you've come by faith to him. And if you've come by faith to him, why, it's a wonderful joy to walk every day in him and with him. And so please do that. But if you don't know Jesus, please come to know him today, because there'll be a time when it's going to be difficult to follow the word of God because of the conflict with man's law. But if you know Jesus, he will give you the strength to do just what we need to do. So now back to the fifth verse of chapter 13, Romans chapter 13, verse 5, "Wherefore we must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. Now, we should follow the law of the land because it is right, not just because we fear the consequences. So that's what this verse is telling us. Just because that we should know that it is right to do the right thing when it comes to the law of the land. When, again, it's not contrary to God's law, we need to follow that law. If we don't like that law, then we have ways and means of changing that law. But we don't have the opportunity, or we should not take the opportunity just to break that law because it doesn't fit our way of life. We should always follow it, and it should be with our conscience, not just because we fear getting caught and what the judgment might be. We have another verse of Scripture here, 1 Peter chapter 2. Let's go back to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 13. It says, "Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto the governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free, and not using your liberty as a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the king." Now, sometimes today, it's very difficult to honor our leaders. We find that sometimes our leaders, and we are in that place today, that our leaders are very evil. They are against the Word of God. They confess and say they're Christian, but they cannot be for the stand that they have concerning marriage of a one man and one woman, concerning abortion. The stand that they have is not a stand according to the Word of God, and that's our authority. But the Scripture tells us here that we should honor the king. We have many examples down through the Scripture concerning the life and what goes on in this world. Yet we still need to hold that position. Maybe the person that's in that position is wicked. We still must honor that position. And so I ask you, I pray that I have the strength to do just that. And sometimes when things are so wicked, it's very difficult for us to be able to honor someone that's wicked. But we're looking at the person, not the position. And God put that position in place. He even put that person in place. The reason that we have the level of wickedness, I believe, in this country is because of the lack of true believing Christians and true believing Christians standing upon the Word of God and not allowing these laws and rules to be passed. And many times it's not even made a law. It just becomes a rule because the Supreme Court says so. Well, that's not the way our government works. And so you see, we need to be in prayer. We need to be asking our God for the strength to go each and every day to serve Him. But it tells us here very clearly that God has put governments into place. And again, some are very wicked and some are very good. But it doesn't say just when they're good, you follow them. But I'm going to tell you one more time. And that is that when it goes against the Word of God, then we stand for the Word of God, not the law of man. And so we will continue with the study, but that scripture verse in 1 Peter chapter 2, as we read from verse 13 all the way through verse 17, honor all men, love the brotherhood, that's believers, fear God, and honor the king. Back to Romans chapter 13, and we go on to the sixth verse. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually unto this very thing. For this cause, the scripture says. For on this account is what that would mean for our understanding. Because civil government is God's appointment. He has appointed them. Pay tribute. It says that to pay tribute is to fulfill, to complete, to fulfill an obligation. I'm sorry, to fulfill an obligation. To fulfill, to complete, and to fulfill an obligation. Now, the word ministers here has a different meaning from the word ministers up in verse 4. It is in verse 4, it means servant. But now here, this word also is used. It means sacred religious service of a priest. So, you see, as we look at the scripture here, and for this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually unto this very thing. The leaders should be godly men. They should be following the Word of God. And they should have a priestly character appointed by God. They should have a righteous character. We know that that's not the case many times. But as they take that place of power and of position, they will be held responsible for that position. And it is held a real high regard as far as God's concerned. And it's like a pastor in a church. If a pastor in a church preaches false doctrine, he will be held responsible. And that responsibility and that penalty, that judgment will be strong. And so it will be with all leaders of government. If they choose to lead in an ungodly fashion, they will pay the consequences. God will hold them responsible. So you see, we need to realize and recognize that that's the way that God takes care of things. We don't like sometimes the leaders we have because they're ungodly leaders. God's going to hold them responsible because they should be godly, God-fearing leaders. Verse 7, render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. We have tribute, custom, fear, honor. That word honor is great respect. And so once again, in this seventh verse, we have tribute, custom, fear, honor, or respect. Believers are commanded not to fail in respect towards those who are ministers of God in civil affairs. And once again, they should have this priestly character, a godly character. Many do not. And if they do not, we still are commanded to follow them in the civil affairs. But please understand that it is such a joy to follow a godly leader. It's very difficult to follow an ungodly leader because so often then we have to make the choice of not following them because it's against the Word of God. When it's against the Word of God, follow the Word of God. Believers are commanded not to fail in respect towards those who are ministers of God in civil affairs. That does not mean that all civil authorities are Christian. But the power they have, the office they hold, the authority they have, is ordained of God, given to them by God. And so we are to render, as the Scripture says, therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. So render to all their dues. Tribute, we're talking about paying taxes. So to render, that includes all these, the tribute, the custom, the fear, and the honor. And so the tribute is to pay taxes. The custom on goods on which customs are due. Okay. Fear. Men who are to be feared or respected. Honor. Men to whom honor is due. Now let's go back to this verse. Render therefore to all their dues. Tribute to whom tribute is due. Custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. All we are lax in our civil affairs. We need to pay our taxes. We need to take care of the tribute, the custom, the fear, the honor. We need to not be lax in our civil affairs. Paul is taking care of that here in this text in Romans, because it's so important that we be involved. Now, what is some of the things that we are lax in? Do you get involved in the affairs of your town, in the government affair? Oh, no, I got all the stuff I want to do at church. I'm not going to get mixed up in things in town there, in the city. Maybe it's concerning the township, the county board, the school board, city council. Maybe move on up into the state level. House of Representatives, a senator. Maybe you're on to the federal level. There are many, many ways to serve. But most people don't even vote. Do you realize that as a Christian, if you choose not to vote, that is literally giving a vote over to the devil, because I guarantee you the devil's folks are voting. And you know, when we come into different elections, many times if the person that you don't care for, the one that you do care for, didn't get through the election process and didn't make it to the final election, didn't make it through the primaries, things like that. And so I'm not voting. I'm not voting for them. When you make that choice, you need to understand that when a Christian doesn't search out and vote their conscience for the right candidate, that you are giving a vote over to the devil. It's just what you're doing. You want to know why we have what we have today in this country, the evil, wicked leaders that we have today? It's because the Christians, and I may be talking to you, don't even vote, let alone get involved in some level of service in the community. We need to be involved. We're lazy. Please, be involved in your communities. Speak out. Bring that godly respect, godly thoughts, and godly statements to the city council meetings. Say, oh, we can't do that. God, the separation of church and state. You're not bringing your church to that board meeting. You're bringing your God to that board meeting, and he needs to be there. So please, please, don't be lax. Be ready to serve. Verse 8. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Love is the base or the root. And love must remain the root of all your actions. There's no other law needed. When you stand and do everything with the power and the love of God. Now that, you know, a lot of people, they'll say, well, God doesn't send anybody to hell because God is love. God loved you so much that he died on the cross. He sent his son, Jesus, and Jesus died on the cross to save your soul. Now, if that isn't love, but if you think that God is going to just blink and look the other way at your sin and say, God loves me, he's not going to condemn me to hell, you're already condemned because you have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. He's not condemning you. You are condemned. The wages of sin is death. You're in your sin. You need a Savior, and that's Jesus. And so please come to the Lord Jesus and trust in him, if you would, please. Love must remain the root of all your actions, and no other law is needed. Pay all your debts. Be indebted in the matter of love alone, for it is a debt that we can never fully pay. When we have been purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ, salvation has become ours by the blood of Jesus. When we have trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ, that love is so great, that's a debt we can never repay. But it's a debt that we just have to accept, that gift, that wonderful gift of salvation. And Jesus says, here it is. And so it's so sad that so many people reject it. So many people have, and preachers alike, have the opinion and the thought that if I have the right mind, the right set of mind and everything, I can be positive, everything is fine. You need Jesus. Once the Lord Jesus Christ has come into your heart because you have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ and he was crucified on the cross and died and was raised again 3 days later, you believe that and that takes away your sin. Start there. Then your positive thinking, your strength, it will come because you have the love of God in your heart. You have joy in your heart. And so you have for the first time the power over sin, victory over sin. We must carry this love continually. And when you have that love, you got a smile on your face. Because the love that God has shown you is so great. And again, we can never repay God for that love. We can't. But it is given to us as a gift. So we don't have to pay for it or repay it. So please, that you would trust in Jesus as your Savior. Call upon him today for salvation. And don't miss the opportunity of taking the love of God after you're saved as a believer in Jesus Christ. Take that love, take that character, that personality now that you are in Jesus, and you take it to those board meetings. You take it to those city council meetings. You take it to the school board meetings. We need the witness of God's presence there. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?